Oh man, are we in the building today? What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode, good Lord Jesus, of your favorite entertainment news podcast. You feel me? On program. You feel me? On these streets, you feel me? You're just one of your favorite podcasts, period. The Opinionated Brothers is back. I'm your host, Tyler Pog. I'm holding it down for HD and Cousin Scrap out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Just getting some life together, you feel me? And we all have to do it. Same. I do it as well. But hopefully everybody's having a great day. I hope you're having a great week. You feel what I'm saying? Be sure to like, comment, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to us. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, which is now probably Amazon now, right? So check us out there. We are also available here on Twitch as well every Tuesday at 11 o'clock live, where you can check us out there. So just check us out, twitch.tv/Epic Echo Pro. Or you can just listen to us right on our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to past episodes right on our website. We got you. Obama phones, iPhones, Android phones, it don't matter. We got you. The player works. Trust me. The player works. Trust me. I've tested it. The player works. You feel what I'm saying? So epicechopro.com. Again, we'll have that link right here on the ticker, and we'll have that link in our description when we post the episode as well. Today, don't have a long show for y'all today, but I have a good one for y'all today, because a lot of things have been going on within the world right now, and it's crazy. Even within my own backyard, I continuously tell y'all ever since I moved to New York, it's literally, like your own little reality show, like, you know, just in your own backyard. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. But we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that have been happening in New York, some of the protests, pro-Palestinian protests that have been happening, and, you know, college students have been getting arrested. We're going to discuss that. We're also going to discuss man setting himself on fire in front of the courtroom. Well, not in front of the courtroom, but in front of the courthouse. Very wild sight to see. Never seen that in my 30 years of living, so that was wild to see. We're also going to discuss, what else do we have on the docket today? We're also going to discuss the NBA playoffs a little bit and what that entails. Y'all know this is my favorite time of the season when it comes to the NBA. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, get into our MVP and our clown of the week. And of course, we have to get into our topic of the week this week, Quavo and Chris Brown. Now, when we talk about all this rap beef that's happening over like last month, maybe month and a half, when we talk about it, we have to discuss it in a way that's, I guess, very friendly in a sense, right? We just seen that Kendrick at a concert brought J. Cole out. Okay, so, and I've said this before and I'll say it again. We all know that they're friends, right? We know that, right? I think for a lot of us, it was just like, okay, who's got the better pen? This is rap beef and everything like that. The true beef and the probably most interesting out of the Drake and Future and Kendrick and all of that is this Quavo and Chris Brown, to me, in a sense, that kind of came out of nowhere, left field. Now, the situation that they've been having has not come out of nowhere. But for me, I was not expecting diss tracks to just be thrown all over the place between these two. And it's probably been the most interesting and entertaining beef right now. So we're gonna get a little bit into that as well. All right, so let's get right into it. Let's not even waste any more time. MVP of the week this week. Tesla Figaro. Now, if you don't know who Tesla Figaro is a activist first. You feel what I'm saying? She literally is out in the field. But you may have known her or seen her from the Breakfast Club, as she does the front page news. And her new show, Tez on 10, I believe it's still going. Shout out to Tez for that. And her podcast, Straight Shot No Shooter podcast with Tez and Figaro. I wanted to give her MVP of the week because let me say this now, and I don't know what the hell is going on with iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, Breakfast Club. I don't know. I don't care to know. But what I will say is this, as a frequent watcher and listener of the show, bring Tez back, please. I will advocate always that DJ Envious needs to always stay just commenting and DJing. When it comes to the rumor report, when it comes to Just With The Mess, when it comes to the front page news, no. Like when we're listen, you've created a space where people come to watch you and listen to you on a daily basis. If you're going to have somebody doing that type of news, political style news, bring Tez back. I don't know if Tez is on vacation. I don't know if Tez is, you know, in contract negotiations. I don't know. But what I do know is that Tez was doing way better job than DJ Envy. And we need her back. Okay? Because DJ Envy reading these front page news reports is terrible. It's terrible. It just needs to, Tez, we need you back. Please. Y'all need to raise her pay, get her contract negotiated, do something. Because Envy doing this? No. Please. We already solidified that when he hardly could really do the room report, and he didn't want to. So I can tell he really don't want to do this, nor is he good at it. So please bring Tez back. We need you, Tez. We need you. I don't know what you're doing. If they renegotiating the contract, y'all better give us some money. Stop playing. If not, leave her alone and get somebody else up in there who can do a better job than DJ Envy. But please bring Tez back. That's my bias. That's me. I want Tez back. Because Tez know how to get to it. You feel what I'm saying? Or bring old girl back who got in Mayor Adams' ass. Well, I'll take her too. You feel what I'm saying? When Mayor Adams was up there, they brought the lawyer. Yeah, bring her too. Either one, I don't care. But DJ Envy can't read another front page. It just can't happen, bro. We love you, Tez. We love you. And I know I miss you on the front page news. I be reading the comments too. And the comments be like, where the fuck's Tez? Like, where is Tez at? Can she hurry up? We don't know if she on vacation. We don't know. But can she just come back? Because we need her. So shout out to Tez, man. Shout out to Tez. Clown of the week this week. This is going to be brief. Very brief. Trash! Gerard Carmichael. Jesus Christ. This. Oh, man. I always think about it like this, bro. Gerard Carmichael is a comedian. And, you know, I guess to a degree. And he's getting Clown of the Week because I think just all of the surrounding media storm that has surrounded him over the last kind of month and a half with the Tyler, the Creator shit, right? Trying to fuck your best friend when your best friend don't fuck with you or don't want to fuck you, right? Like if you watch the show, literally you seen in like the first episode, like, yo, you pour your heart out to your mans and your mans is laughing in your face. You feel me? Called you a bitch through text and was like, and laughed in your face. And now you sad about it? What you sad for? And then you go on the Breakfast Club to then go at Charlamagne and get mad and have your little, what, 20 minutes of ranting because you said a joke that was kind of inappropriate? The joke kind of consists of you being a slave to your white boyfriend when y'all have sex. And then people in the crowd didn't, even white people was like, that's kind of, whoa. Well, that's my joke. Well, I think it's funny. I think it's funny. That's what you said. That's what you honestly said in the video. Like, I'm not making this up. Go watch the video. When you said the joke, literally, you was like, it's my joke, and I think it's funny. Of course he doesn't think it's funny, but I like it. It's my joke. And then you go on the Breakfast Club and then just try to literally, not figuratively, literally dumb this shit down. Oh, I mean, like, you know, it was just something that we be reading. Nigga, not y'all be reading. Shut your ass up.
Trash!
Like, what? Reading what, fool? What'd you be reading? Like, what are we talking about? Yo, like, who's y'all PR people? Like, I be wanting to understand, like, who really does the PR for these folks? Like, to go up on these platforms and just say whatever. Give, like, there's nothing, I just feel like there's a structure, right? Like, yeah, you can be boisterous and say what you need to say. I'm like that, I understand that. But to a degree, if there is something that is out there literally that you're trying to rebuttal, but literally I have video evidence of you saying that, and you're going to dumb it down with, oh, the joke is based off us reading some or something else that was doubled down from what you said initially, then what are you talking about, Gerard? You're not funny to begin with. Let me be clear. You're not funny to begin with. Let me be very, very clear on that one. You're not. It's not in your nature. For me personally, I can't speak for nobody else, but for me personally, you're not that funny, big dog. You feel me? So when you made the joke was like, oh, uh-huh. I felt the same way. Like, uh-huh. Like, it wasn't funny. It was kind of uncomfortable. And then for you to sit here and say that and then turn around when you talked about how Dave was sitting here, you know, talking about his jokes, you did the same thing. So, yeah, bro. You was a clown for going up there. You was a clown for going up there and trying to double down on all the shit that you was doing. Now, y'all know y'all create reality shows, right? Like, you know you created a reality show, right? Like, you know you sat here and did this, right? And then to go up on the Breakfast Club and then to sit here and pander like that was disgusting. But, hey, to each his own. If you like it, I love it.
Trash!
All right, let's get into it. So, man sets himself on fire outside of court. I believe Trump was in court. And a video surfaced of a woman on CNN. She was reporting on the Trump actual court case at the time, live. And all you know is her sitting here, like, and she did a phenomenal job. I don't know who the anchor was, but she needs a raise. She did a phenomenal job in just sitting here explaining detail by detail of how and what was going on. Like, man is sitting down. Oh, my God, a fire has broke out. Oh, my God, this man has lit himself on fire. Oh, my God, the fire has been lit, literally spreading across the garden. Man is sitting down, literally blazing, like ablaze. My man looked like a whole fireball. Like, it was crazy to see. I was like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Now, again, I don't know if this was in protest because of Palestine. I don't know if this was in kind of in the works for Trump. I don't know what this was. But to go outside and just light yourself up on fire and light damn near a sidewalk on fire, damn near, not even, I'm sorry, a garden on fire. Like, of course, when you light yourself on fire, everything else is damn near going to catch fire around you, especially if your ass is sitting down. That was crazy. First of all, I hope the man is okay. I hope he ain't dead. But I know he got some degree burns. Good Lord, 4/5 degree burns. That is crazy. That is crazy. And then wait a minute. Because this is New York, right? This is the backyard that I live in, right? Then you have cops sitting here literally arresting students for peaceful protesting for this Israel, like literally Israel is, and I watch Twitter, I look at these videos, these are real people in real time getting their lives lost. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? And as a former student who protested on campuses, who was a part of multiple organizations, who went out to protest various, how can I say, atrocities, if you will, when it came to things on a local and on a national level. To see, and it grinds my gears every time, to see cops sitting here, like, literally breaking up peaceful protesting. When you have kids sitting on a lawn because they believe in what they believe, they have their First Amendment right to believe in what they believe and to say what they need to say and do what they need to do. And for people not to understand, like, college campuses have always been and will continue to always be the hub for protesting, for things to not only get heard, but things to change. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? It always starts out like this. And not even starts out like this. It always leads into this. College campuses literally making noise. And we ain't talking about your little college campuses like Grand Valley State University, the one that I went to. Shout out to my alma mater, Anchor Up. And trust me, we made noise. But you got your MITs. Hell, Harvard just said we had to close down our damn yard. Why are we so scared of these protesting? Why are we scared of these kids, young adults sitting here doing what a lot of us have done? Protest for their belief, which I'm not abide by. You have family members. They have family members, loved ones dying by the minute. They're asking for a ceasefire. They, again, have family dying by the minute. So what happens when you have a president that supports the people that's doing the bombing? Ooh. What's going to happen in this election? What's going to happen? Because, see, what a lot of people don't understand is that young voters are still voters. Yeah, the fuck? Like, young voters are still voters. And they are not just, and I will try not, as I continue to get older, I will try not to do this as older folks have done this to me in the past. Because you are of certain age, because you may not have the experience of life. You are always getting challenged because you, as the young ones, are trying to literally rock the boat and break whatever status quo is right here. And then you have the old heads, which they're too comfortable, some of them, to even sit here and break the status. They are in the quo. They are in the status quo. They can't get out because they're too damn comfortable to do so. You have to understand the game. So when you have a president who's literally on the side of the killers, sorry, not sorry, then what does this election in November going to look like? That's my question. Then you got Joe Biden. Then you got Joe Biden going to Morehouse to speak to these kids, to speak to. Listen, I have my mixed feelings about that one. It's always great to have a president come through. But at the same time, again, I need older folks to understand. I need people who are 40 plus and older to understand. This is not the 90s. This ain't the 80s. And this damn near ain't the 70s. These are smart, intelligent, very aware, because we have more information out here, young adults that understand and will continue to understand what the fuck is going on in this world. You cannot bullshit them because they have seen what bullshit looks like. Hello, it's in their faces, on their phones, 24/7, every fucking day. So you're trying to bullshit. Like, literally, politicians are literally trying to bullshit, and it ain't working. So you're going to Morehouse to do what? Speak? Oh, that's great. But I also look at this as a political stop for you, as most people do. Because in my mind, in my old black mind, what the fuck do I have to sit here and listen to you for? Can you put a black man up there? Y'all couldn't get Obama? Damn. I have to listen to this white man speak? No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm straight. To each his own, though. You do what you want to do. But I'm not doing that. I'm straight. It's just, yo, this is going to get interesting. This is going to very much get interesting. It's crazy. On a lighter note, the NBA playoffs are here. And boy, let's talk about it. So let's start off with the obvious, right? The Denver Nuggets will definitely be sweeping the Lakers. Well, gentlemen sweeping the Lakers. Let me not do that. LeBron is, you know, still LeBron to a degree. But here's the thing. A gentleman sweep will be happening. Now, there is like a 1% chance in me that they could win in 7. And I do say the Lakers win in 7. They lost by 2 in their last game in Denver. So, it's not to say that they can't win. It's to say, can you keep it up? Because this is the defending champions. And again, you got Jamal Murray. You have Porter Jr. You have Aaron Gordon. You have a squad still. And it just feels like the Denver Nuggets are the Lakers' kryptonite. So, Denver up 2-0. I say 5. Denver in 5. If you were to pull at my heartstrings, maybe 6. Again, a 1% chance that this could go to 7. I think LeBron will have to call on the ancestors for real and just be like, ancestors, I need your gifts and your power to run through me these next four games or some shit like that. Like, because, again, a lot of people, I think, still expect LeBron to do what he did in 2016, what he did in 2013, hell, in 2014, hell, 2010. You feel what I'm saying? But he's not that. This is 2024. He's an older LeBron. And I need more people around him to step it the fuck up, not including AD. Because, yes, LeBron is still LeBron James, but LeBron James is still a man, and he still is aging. And the fact that a lot of the younger players, and again, we say this all the time, a lot of the younger players around him do not step it up in these bright light-ass moments is ridiculous. So, yeah, I don't blame it on LeBron AD. I blame it more so on the supporting cast. Support y'all happy asses to a win. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's ridiculous that the Denver Nuggets have beat y'all 10 straight times. 10. That's a lot. The New York Knicks. I'm looking for the New York Knicks to probably sweep this out. Gentleman sweep by chance, probably six, but I'm looking for a gentleman sweep for the Knicks. The Knicks are looking really, really good. They did have a scare yesterday because, you know, Joel Embiid is Joel Embiid. You feel what I'm saying? But again, a hobbled Joel Embiid is still fucking amazing. But I just think it's the Knicks' time right now. I think they're going to get through. Like I said, it might go to six, but I think it's a gentleman's sweep as well. The Cavaliers are just destroying my birth town, Orlando Magic. Shout out to Orlando. Shout out to Florida. But the Cavaliers are doing it. I think Orlando might shock some people, might take this to seven or six, but I do see the Cavs winning that out. Who else? We got Boston and Miami. Without Jimmy Butler, bro, Boston winning this in probably four or five. I'm not even going to hold you. It's Boston's time. I think Boston has been the favorite all year. I think if Boston doesn't win it this year, a lot of people are going to question Jason Tatum. A lot of people are going to question Jaylen Brown. And I think that the coaching is going to be looked at in a very much different manner. Because to me, I think this is Boston's time, right? Yeah, they shoot a lot of threes, but this is playoff time, right? You feel me? All of the mistakes that y'all have been making over the last 7-8 years that y'all have been in the playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals, bro, this is y'all time. This is y'all time to get over the fucking hump, for real. Who else we got? Minnesota and Phoenix. I want to give Phoenix this, but Ant-Man is fucking going off. You feel me? I want to give Phoenix this, and I want to see Kevin Durant, you know, and Devin Booker do their thing, but I don't know, bro. Anthony Edwards is a dog. That man is he's something different. And playoff Ant-Man is something is a sight to behold. You feel what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see what that looks like. I say Timberwolves in seven. I think the definitely Phoenix Suns are going to give them a challenge. Just Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, and you know that they still got it over there. So I really do think they'll get it together at one point or another. But if they don't, y'all might see the Timberwolves in the semifinals. Stop playing, for real. Again, Lakers and Denver, it's just not looking good. You know, it's just not looking good. The Lakers are not, they're just not doing it. You know, I mean, they're doing it, but it's just not getting it done, you know. So, Denver in five, right? Who else we got on the Clippers and Mavericks, right? Clippers and Mavericks. I say the Mavs. I would take the Mavericks in seven. If James Harden continues to play like I guess he has been, then I would take the Clippers in six. I just don't trust James Harden, especially now that Kawhi is not playing. Good God. It's just like, all right, bro. To me, this is Luka and Kyrie's time to just like ball out. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you got Russell, and you had, and you do have Russell Westbrook on the bench now, right? So that's a good lift. Clippers in seven, man. Clippers in seven. I will say Clippers in seven. Who am I missing? Bucks and Indiana. I forgot about that. I'm going with the Bucks. Period. I don't think Indiana has the firepower to match the Bucks at all. I think a lot of analysts were just kind of down on the Bucks because, you know, Chris Middleton was injured and everything. But I'm like, bro, Chris Middleton still gave you 23-10. You feel me? He was still out there. Bobby Portis is still out there balling. You feel what I'm saying? Like Dame Dalla. You feel what I'm saying? It's always Dame time. And Dame time got something to prove in this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he heard all the noise. Like, all the noise this year. Oh, they not matching well. Oh, they got Doc Rivers. And, I mean, some of it was rightfully true. But, nigga, you internalize that shit. And now I'm about to ball out on Tyrese Haliburton. You feel what I'm saying? Because he's talking about Dame time, nigga, you know, doing the watch shit. Nah, nigga, fuck that. I'm Dame time, nigga. Torch them niggas. Like, yo. So, yeah, I got the Bucks in six for sure. I think they'll, you know, I think the Indiana win too, but I got the Bucks in six. And who am I missing? I'm trying to do this off the cuff in my head. Who am I missing? I said the Knicks, right? I definitely said the Knicks are going to win in five. Six. What? Did I say six? Six. Is that it? I'm trying to think about anybody. New Orleans. Ain't New Orleans playing? Ooh, who New Orleans playing? Oh, OKC in New Orleans. Right. If Zion was playing, I would have gave it in seven to New Orleans. No kid. If Zion was playing, because I believe in CJ McCollum and Zion, for real. And Brandon Ingram. I believe in that team. I think if they really got it together, they could be a sleeper team. But I'm going to have to go with SGA, man, and OKC. You feel me? And Chet and them over there. You feel what I'm saying? Like, SGA is an MVP candidate. I would definitely give him MVP this year. He's been balling to have OKC as the, what, number one or two? Number one, see, like, whoo, off you. Yeah, bro. It would have been SGA for me. But I think it's definitely going to be the Joker for his third time. But that's who I look like. Yeah. So those are my picks right now. OKC, the Knicks, Cleveland, Boston, Denver. Clippers, who else I say? OKC and Minnesota. Yeah, it's gonna get wild. I think it's gonna get very, very wild. And it's kind of, can I say that it's kind of weird not to see Golden State in the playoffs right now? You usually see Steph in the playoffs, and it's really weird. It's very weird, very, very weird. But I'm excited. Going to keep watching the highlights and everything like that. So y'all let me know what y'all thoughts are on the NBA playoffs. And, yeah, we'll get into it. All right. So topic of the week this week. Let me tell y'all something. This shit has been going crazy. Quavo and Chris Brown. Now, Quavo and Chris Brown have been having a beef for a while now. And I remember when Quavo kind of put out a diss track to Chris. Wasn't that good to me. But I was like, okay, throwing jabs, nice. Now, I don't think really Chris responded in any music, but he then put out a diss track. Right? He put out, what was the diss track again? Like, can we play a little bit? Hold on, let me see if we can play a little bit. Because that shit was crazy. Oh my God! What was it again? Hold on, let me see. What was it called again? The Weakest Link. Jesus Christ! Can we play a little bit of Weakest Link really quick? Can we get a little bit real quick?
It's like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit. Hey Chris, I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants? Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm drifting red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you, niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique. Let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex, ho, that's cool. I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet.
Now, let me tell you something. When he said that shit, I said, oh! Oh, shit. Now, again, not surprised off of, like, you know, I hit your girl, you hit my girl, whatever like that. But I was just surprised that he was coming at that. I'm like, yo, what that? Like, again, that was just a part of it. Y'all can go, you know, listen to the full song. But I was just like, what happened? Because Chris went ham on this man. Like, he, and no disrespect to Quavo, but, and I'm going to listen to Quavo's, I think he got a diss track right back. I'll listen to it off screen. But actually, you know what? Let's listen to Quavo's diss back. How about live listen? Let's listen to Quavo's diss right back to him. Huh? Let's listen to it. What was it? Like, yo, have mercy on my soul. Jesus Christ. But I thought he reacted. Oh, I guess he didn't. I guess he got a new diss track. I don't know. I can't find it. But Tinder was all right. Like, it wasn't what it needed to be. You feel me? I think that was the first diss track from Quavo. But at the same time, when it comes to this diss track by Chris, I'll say this to y'all. He knocked literally everybody's diss track out the water to me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and I said it too. Rick Ross had a better diss track than Drake. I stand by that. I stand 10 toes down. But damn, Chris came like, he, whoo. And let me be very clear. I have no dog in this fight, right? I don't care. I'm just here for the music. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, listen, this shit is crazy. I wasn't ready for it. And then y'all got the memes and shit coming out on social media with it. It just hit hard. Like, it just hit hard. Like, oh, damn. Everybody beefing. Now, I don't know if people got rollouts coming out, because y'all know what that means. You know, shit happens. You know, rollouts start to happen. So, you know, music starts to come out. So, we don't know. But shall be interesting to see. Absolutely. Absolutely interesting. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. Y'all be safe out here in these streets. Be sure to, again, to like, comment, subscribe where you listen to the podcast. Be sure to listen to our podcast on our website, epicechopro.com. Ouch. epicechopro.com, where you can listen to this podcast and others on our website right now. Also on our website, you can check out a couple of our blog posts right now as well. Just go to our news tab on our website and you can check it out right there. And also our Patreon is there as well. So $3 a month, that's where you get exclusive content that you will not get on our website or on Twitch. So be sure to check that out when you get a chance. 7-day free trial, $3 a month. All right. And I love y'all. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. And, of course, this has been another one. See y'all Saturday. All right. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. And we out. Peace.